Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for those who are homebound, and we unite our prayers today with them and with those in prison and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and to remember to observe your Sunday obligation. You will receive the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon you, and you will be my witnesses, even to the ends of the earth. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Well, today we celebrate St. Rita of Cascia, who we'll speak a little bit about in the homily today. Let us now call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Bestow on us, we pray, O Lord, the wisdom and strength of the cross with which you were pleased to endow St. Rita, so that suffering in every tribulation with Christ, we may participate ever more deeply in his paschal mystery, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How are you baptized?" They replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied, altogether there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. God arises. His enemies are scattered, and those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so are they driven, as wax melts before the fire. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. But the just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. Sing to God, chant praise in his name, whose name is the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. The father of the orphans and the defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God gives him a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Then the disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Through the words of the Gospel, may your sins be wiped away. Well, today in our first reading, as Apollos is in Corinth and Paul is traveling, well, they're talking about the Holy Spirit. And when the people were asked, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit?" they say, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." For us to have knowledge, we need to be told. We need to have that knowledge shared with us. And I can't help but think that as they have not heard of the Holy Spirit, and kind of think about us not knowing certain things and how easy today it is for us to gain this information that we are searching for. That for these people, if they live today and they had never heard of the Holy Spirit, they would just go to Google. They would type in, "What is or who is the Holy Spirit?" And they would find any number of things online telling them about the Holy Spirit, so that we would search for these things. Just recently, I wrote this long thesis and had to find some obscure sources and kind of thought about that, well, you know, 50 years ago, you would have had to go through a card catalog and find these things yourselves. But now in electronic database, you just type in your obscure search terms and they'll give you the sources that you are looking for. So how easy it is for us to come to know things. Might be the case how people happen upon today's saint, Saint Rita of Cascia. Saint Rita is known as a saint of the impossible causes. So if you have a hopeless cause, an impossible case, you might seek the intercession of Saint Rita. And I'm willing to bet that people happen upon her because they go to the search engine and they type in which saint to pray for in difficult cases. And I'm sure some brilliant person wrote an article that says, these are five saints that you could ask to pray for you. And so they happen upon Saint Rita, and they begin asking for her intercession. Now, I should have searched a little more about Saint Rita to be able to tell you a little bit about her. I know a few biographical details. Saint Rita was married, and her husband was murdered, so she becomes a widow. And in those years of being a widow, she feels called to the religious life. She seeks to enter the Augustinian nuns in her local community, and they reject her a few times, but she doesn't relent. Maybe that's the reason she's the patron saint of hopeless causes, the hope of a religious vocation, something that didn't seem possible, but her perseverance, her persistence makes it possible. And she enters the Augustinian convent, becomes a religious sister, and lives out her life. And one of the hallmarks of her life is that she's a stigmatist. So we often think of the stigmata, some people having it in their hands, some of these mystics. For Saint Rita, one of the stigmatas that she had was the crown of thorns. And so to have that on her head, that was the way in which she was able to identify with Christ who suffered for her and for us, and she came to know that suffering in a very personal way. So people search for Saint Rita, and they want to learn and ask her intercession. I know someone just recently, just in the last few months, they came to me. They said, "Well, do you recommend someone who to pray for in a hopeless cause?" And I suggested Saint Philomena. And the person said, "Well, I was thinking Saint Rita. What do you think about that?" Well, I'm like, think that she's good. She's got a reputation for a hopeless cause. They kind of had this hopeless case and wanted to seek her prayer. So they did. And just recently, the situation resolved itself. And the grace of the prayers of St. Rita is known by that person. So it's as we come to know kind of some of these saintly intercessors, we can begin to ask them to pray for us. And when we hear about the remarkable things that have taken place as a result of their prayers, well, maybe very similarly in our gospel today, when Jesus asks the people, "Do you believe now?" Well, maybe we approach the intercession of the saints with a little skepticism. Can they really obtain these things? Does this really have an impact? But then when you hear the testimony of someone, like the individual I know, and St. Rita really interceded and came through and seems that the will of God has been done in the situation, well, do you believe now? And I would think that person believes in the powerful intercession of the saints and will continue to seek their intercession at different times in their life. So we look for those patrons for different causes, whether, you know, for cancer to St. Peregrine, to St. Jose Maria Escriva for diabetes, so forth. So we look for these saints maybe and we ask them to pray for whatever situation it is that we are facing. The people in our first reading today, they didn't know about the Holy Spirit, but they learned about the Holy Spirit, and then that Spirit of God came very powerfully into their lives. They began to speak in tongues and prophesied. So as they came to know the Holy Spirit, they believed in the Holy Spirit. For us, we can come to know the saints and believe in their powerful intercession today as we remember St. Rita. Let us pray now to the Lord our God, asking him to hear our prayers of petition. For Pope Francis and our priests, that they will lead us to Jesus, who is the only way to eternal happiness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that God will grant our leaders the wisdom and humility to govern according to his will, especially in protecting the most vulnerable of our society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For marriages, especially for spouses who are experiencing difficulties, that through the intercession of St. Rita, they will be strengthened in love and fidelity, we pray to the Lord. For those in the Navy and Marines, for sailors, fishermen, and all others who work at sea, that Our Lady, Star of the Sea, will intercede for their protection and prosperity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Jim Collins, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, you have given us the saints to pray with us and to pray for us as they enjoy the vision of God. May they, and especially St. Rita, present our petitions now before your throne that we might receive what it is in accord with your will. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands.
For the praise and the glory of his name. For our good and the good of all his holy church. Accept, O Lord, the prayers of your faithful with the sacrificial offerings, that through these acts of devotedness we may pass over to the glory of heaven through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, the conqueror of sin and death, ascended to the highest heavens as the angels gazed in wonder. Mediator between God and man, judge of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land and every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers, with the angelic host, sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Rita, and with all the saints, in whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord. through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom,
the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. I will not leave you orphans, says the Lord. I will come to you again, and your heart will rejoice. Alleluia. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Christ, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. Stay tuned now for Cale Clark and the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended. Thanks be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body and blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus present in all the tabernacles of the world in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. Through the infinite merits of his Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. I invite you to join me in singing number 523, For All the Saints. For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.